Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Higher Dimension on BBS Radio. I am your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and our guest tonight is a dear, dear friend of mine, an iridologist, a counselor, a wise woman, nutritionist, and I don't know what all.
Emotional, spiritual healing.
There you go.
Reiki.
Yes, all of the above. And her name is Jeannie Page. Jeannie, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Just before we got on the show, I received a phone call from Diane Roberts of Channel Fox 5 News in Washington, D.C. She had done a TV video shooting for me to give the prediction of who was going to win the NAACP, whatever it is, the championships for college basketball.
Yeah, March Madness.
March Madness, right. And neither she nor I can remember. I just remember the colors. So if anybody wants to look and see how good my prediction are on something I know nothing about, the colors are an orange, white, with a little bit of brown. So whatever team has those colors, that's the one I said would be the one that would win the championship. Okay? I am so far right on some of those who washed out. So that's that may or may not be a happiness thing.
So have they played or have they not played yet?
They're in the process of playing right now.
Okay.
But some of the teams, like in Washington, D.C., we had like four teams in the local area. We had University of Maryland, GW, Georgetown, and let's see, further south we had Virginia Tech. Those I also, and Duke was down there, I know, and those I said would kind of wash out. The only one that's still hanging in there, I said Georgetown would do better, but Duke wasn't going to make it, and of course they haven't. But she asked me about the 16, the Sweet 16, then the 8, and then the 4, and so forth. So we'll see what happens, okay? And she just told me it did run on the 10th of March. They're going to try and put it up on the website.
Well,
Fox Channel News.
Your taping ran?
Yeah, they ran it already on the 10th.
Oh.
Yeah. She forgot to call me back and tell me, and she apologized.
Yeah.
But she's going to try and get it up on video so it can be replayed. So maybe if you could check in a couple of days and see what it is, ladies and gentlemen, you might see me live on TV making prediction on something I haven't the faintest idea what I'm talking about.
That's the best thing.
It is. And, you know, I have gotten some looks from basketball junkies, you know, sidewise glances when I said But you know what? From what I can remember, and I don't remember much when I come out of these, I don't remember much, but what I do remember is so far I'm on track. But we won't know until the final curtain, will we? Or the final hurrah, whichever it is.
Well, it will be interesting to find out what the results are.
I'm anxious to know, and I've never been anxious in my life to know anything about basketball, other than it's not me out there playing it and getting trampled by a bunch of people who are sweating and running back and forth and breathing heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so... Now, what are some of the words of wisdom for today? I know Spirit usually provides some interesting things for you to talk about, and this is putting Spirit on the spot today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, you know, I don't know where it's like in the rest of the country, giving you a few moments of thought, but today it has simply been so odd. Somebody said, well, do you think it's a full moon? I don't think so. But I could be wrong. People have been driving erratically. There have been accidents all around the Beltway and around Washington and Maryland. There have been incidents of roads are closed because of accidents. People have been really grouchy. I mean, my goodness, you know, go home and take a happy pill or have an attitude adjustment and then come back to work, please.
Oh my
because
goodness.
So many people were just plain old out of sorts, I guess my mother would say. So I don't know what their problem is, but, you know, thank goodness it wasn't my problem.
I was out and about today, and I had no problem whatsoever.
Well, maybe in Virginia it was different, but in Maryland it sure was a Jim Dandy doodle, I'll tell you.
Well, Well, it's interesting, though, because most of the time I have very little problem, whether it's in the height of rush hour traffic or any other time, or even at intersections where people have difficulty. Now, there's this place over in Arlington that on the way to my husband's office that there's a turn coming off the interstate.
Right.
And as you get off, you know, off the exit ramp, and then you go on to one of the other, you know, lesser
smaller roads.
traveled roads. Anyway, there's a turn there that a lot of people decide that they want to turn left when you're supposed to be going straight, and they turn from the wrong lane and do all kinds of really stupid stuff. And for whatever reason, he always has to watch out because people are invariably trying to cut him off.
Right.
And I have gone through that same intersection numerous times. I have never, ever, ever had a problem.
I think it's also true, maybe the time of day, and also maybe the expectation.
I think that's the biggest thing, is that if you expect it to happen, it's going to happen.
Exactly.
And, you know, most of the time, I'm oblivious.
Yeah, you just want to go from point A to point B with the least amount of fuss possible, right?
Yeah, I just ask God to just kind of guide me and keep me safe and whatnot. And if there's a lot of traffic and I need to change lanes, I said, hey, God, you know, just move those cars aside for me. Let me, give me a space to move in.
Mm-hmm.
And I never have a problem. So it's a whole lot more fun for me driving anyway.
Well, yeah, because then you don't get your drawers in wrinkled. Or drawers in an uproar, as my mother would say.
Yeah, very true.
Well, I usually find it, I mean, I have found that even on some really days like it was heavy snowing, I found that if I just took one little detour, and it was a fair detour, but everything went okay. You know, I didn't have to worry too much, even when it was really bad. And that's another thing that, you know, I've told you this before, but we can talk to inanimate objects and have them respond to us by doing what we need them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, especially men, don't think this is possible. And I don't know why men think it's not, but I do. I'll talk to a piece of machinery, and if it's not working, it'll start working again. It'll stay working until I can either get it fixed or replaced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've had this happen on numerous occasions over the years. Of course, that precludes the fact that I do take care of my equipment or the machine, whether it be a car, washing machine, whatever. But, you know, you do have mind over matter. And I've met a few men who have admitted sheepishly that they have indeed done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've talked to a piece of equipment, and it responds to them.
Now, this also depends on how you speak to it. You don't want to use a whole lot of four-letter words.
Oh, good Lord, no. You curse it out. That's not the point. I said talk to it. When I said talk to it, I didn't mean shrivel it.
A lot of times when we talk to a piece of machinery, it's kind of like it's broken down, and you are not a happy camper.
No, I
usually
say
so you are not talking to it very nicely.
Well, you know,
the point is talk to it nicely.
Exactly. You know, the old expression is, you can catch a lot more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just talk to the machine, oh, please don't go out on me now. I really can't afford to do this. I really can't don't have money. And I talk to it nicely, and it almost always comes back to life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at least chugs along a little while longer. And I just have so much fun with it because I just like to see the look on people's faces, I guess. So sometimes the devil makes me do it, you know.
Well, it might be going back to expectations. What are you expecting? What do you really want out of something?
Yeah, that is true. It's expectation. I expect it to do what I want it to do, because that's why it was made, and, you know, so all's fair. But at any rate, I'm so glad your day was good. I had a decent day, met some beautiful people. And we've had some really interesting talks lately about working together on world peace.
Mm-hmm.
Each person, I think, why this comes to mind, I don't know. I know Raymond Grace had a prayer pray-in last night. He's a beautiful person, I told you, a dowser.
Right.
To raise the consciousness of the whole globe. And I thought I would, even though it's a day late and a dollar short, I still thought I'd mention it because no matter who you are or where you are, it's never too late to send out, I think, energy mm-hmm. for peace and to raise the consciousness of this earth we live in so that we can all partake of the joy and the abundance that exists on this earth plane.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with James Twyman?
Yes, I've heard of James Twyman, too. Go ahead, share your news with us.
I think he, on his website, he's promoting something similar. And I think, if I remember correctly, it's been a while since I read the email,
mm-hmm.
that every evening at a particular time, I think it might be like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, something like that. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
People could probably check out his website.
Mm-hmm.
Just taking a few moments, you know, a minute or two, just to get some quiet time and
mm-hmm.
focus on the world peace. And I don't know what all has been happening since then
mm-hmm.
In regards to this, but this is something that people may want to check out and participate.
Well, this
in.
Sounds like something that's reasonable,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's not something we want to harp on every moment, but just remember that we're all part of this planet Earth.
Absolutely.
And we're all related.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're all part of the great plan to have peace on Earth and joy and happiness. And I personally would like my slice very large, thank you very much.
You know, I think people tend to forget that whatever they put out, whatever thoughts and ideas and emotions that they're putting out is what they're going to be getting back. And, you know, with this war in Iraq and all the other unrest around the world, a lot of people are not real happy about what we're doing over there, what President Bush is doing over there, and I'm not going to try and get into any big
Well, we're not
going to
be doing political harangue, but none of us,
but
I think, are happy about people suffering and dying. Nobody
no,
is.
No.
I don't care how hawkish you are. The thought of human suffering is not acceptable.
The thought that I want to put forth is that the more that people get angry about what's going on or put a lot of negative energy toward the situation,
right.
the more that the situation will continue.
Exacerbates.
Exactly.
And
the more that they are, and it's not that I'm trying to support whatever is going on. But
well, no, it's not
a matter
of supporting and saying, let's go fight. It's a matter of...
It's putting positive energy towards
right.
the situation.
Right.
With all the imbalance of energies in the Middle East, sending more positive thought there. And, you know, in the various cultures, a lot of times we as Americans want to do everything our way and
yeah.
not necessarily...
arrogant about it.
yeah. Take into consideration that other people have other ideas.
Right.
And so, you know, trying to impose your thoughts and ideas on somebody else who don't want them, you know, that's not necessarily a positive thing either. But
well, it's a little
hand,
bit,
just
it's
sending,
a little bit,
sending good energy.
Condescending.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think as Americans, we just really enjoy what we have here, and we want everybody to participate,
mm-hmm.
Whether they want it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, if you have a good idea or if you have a thought or you're really happy and you want to
mm-hmm.
share all that happiness with somebody and somebody's having a real bad hair day and they're not feeling good and they just want to wallow in it.
Right.
they don't
like
want
today,
you
apparently, in some places of the world. At least around me. I mean, I was perfectly happy until everybody came in and went, oh, and I thought... Well, I don't need this, so I just said, well, you know, I'm so sorry that you're not feeling happy, or read a joke.
sounds like one of my daughters sometimes likes to be miserable, and I look at her and say, okay, you can be miserable if you want to, but just go to your room and be
miserable alone, yeah.
Don't do it in my face, please.
It's okay to have a pity party, just
yeah.
don't have it somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. I know what that's all about. I had kids, teenagers too, but it's just that today so many people were out of sorts and they didn't know why. In fact, they would remark on the fact that they were out of sorts and they didn't know why they were out of sorts. And I thought, well, now that's interesting.
Hmm.
You know, and not really realize that they could make a decision, well, I'm tired of being out of sorts, I think I'll be in sorts.
Yes, and that's very true, because most of the time we are just reacting to an action.
Right.
And not really thinking about how we're reacting. You know,
right.
What is it that you want to feel? What do you want to do? How do you want to be? As opposed to, oh, everybody else is grouchy. Well, I guess I better be grouchy also.
Yeah, I don't go down that path.
Me either.
It takes a lot of effort, you know. It takes a lot more effort to be grouchy and out of sorts than it does to be happy. And you know, I got some beautiful compliments today, and that made me feel good. And when I feel good, you know, I just beam sunshine all over the place, much to the dismay of those who want to be grouchy. I'm liking it here, and I said, oh, well, I'm so sorry. You can go ahead and be that way. I'm just going to go over here and beam and sing to myself, you know.
Yeah, go to your own cubicle and be miserable, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, feel free to grump all by your lone over there, you know. So, but it's interesting. As I said, my feeling is it was a very important issue. I don't know if my audience knows this, but we have a meditation a group that meets, hopefully, every Wednesday.
We try to, anyway.
we make every effort to do so, unless something else comes and, you know, fuzzles us up. But normally we do. And it's a group of four of us, and sometimes it swells to a higher number. But basically that's it. And we have done a lot of work, I think, individually and as a group on ourselves to raise the consciousness. And some of the things that we're talking about now are things that are raised in that meditation. I don't know why I'm picking up some of this to throw out tonight, Jeannie, but, you know, feel free to grab the ball and run. But I think it's important to let people know that just getting together on a regular basis with like-minded people of a spiritual nature helps everybody in the group to grow.
That it does.
And there's a lot of healing that takes place and a lot of camaraderie and uniting. And it's amazing what can be accomplished in the individual lives of each of us and together as a group.
And especially when people have the various spiritual experiences, you know, we have, as you were saying, the four of us have really worked on ourselves for years now. And, you know, some of the books that we read, you know, we don't always read the same thing. And,
right.
And so just sharing those thoughts and ideas of, you know, ascension and spirituality and
mm-hmm.
things like that, healing and whatnot. And
well, what about the ascension process? Now, this is a word that's brought up, and there's a lot of confusion about it. Let's hear your take on what the ascension process is all about.
Well, okay. For me, ascension is actually getting myself to vibrate higher than I was before.
Okay.
And many ways of doing that. I mean, as you vibrate higher, your energy vibrates higher. You're at a different consciousness level than when you're down in the dumps and you're vibrating low.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going back to the seventh grade science class, everything in the world is all energy, and we're all just molecules rotating and vibrating at a certain rate to attain mass and matter. When you're feeling good, when you're healthy, your vibrational rate is at a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
When you're sick or feeling down or melancholy or what have you, you're vibrating at a lower rate of speed. Also, the things that tend to slow you down are negative experiences that you may have felt bad about throughout your life. And
mm-hmm.
for those of you who believe in past lives, some of the experiences in the past
mm-hmm.
can also bog you down. And, you know, all of that is DNA. It's memory stored in the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm not a real computer geek or anything like that, and anybody who knows me knows that I know squat about computers. But if you can kind of liken it to the memory bank of your computer,
mm-hmm.
if you put too much information in there, eventually everything starts slowing down, and you can't put much more information in there. So, you know, every now and then you need to either clean out or get a larger hard drive or whatever those things are called.
Or you defrag.
More memory. You have to get more memory.
Memory, yeah, you have to put in more megabytes, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. megabytes, what have you. But the more that you can clean out old stuff in yourself, you know, old memories, things that have happened, shoot, you know, you might have been 5 years old and got into a squabble with your sibling and whatnot, and you were still angry at him about it. Who knows? You know, and a lot of these things we totally forget. But any time that you've ever had an emotion, and especially a negative emotion, everything is stored within the body.
Right.
And until you start cleaning some of that stuff out, you get bogged down by it all. And eventually all of that negative stuff stuck in the body or kept in the body is going to physically break you down and create disease. And so, you know, working at yourself and cleaning out a whole lot of that old stuff, one of the things that I do in my practice anyway is emotional healing and emotional cleaning out and spiritual healing and cleaning out. But it gets you to vibrate at a higher rate of speed. And the more that, or the higher that you vibrate, the more things that you clear out, the less issues you tend to have, the happier you tend to be. Things in your life tend to start looking up and up. And, you know, for the most part, I'm a very happy person, and very little negative stuff, I don't draw it to me because the issues aren't there anymore. And, you know, like in traffic, if somebody does happen to get in my way in traffic, God's pointed out, it's like, okay, they're catching your attention for some reason. You know, maybe they had a bad hair day, or they had a spout with their spouse, or, you know, who knows. So rather than, you know, cuss them out or what have you, you know, bless them in a positive way.
Don't bless them out.
No. No 4 or 7 letter words here, folks.
Just recognize,
but, you know, send a blessing to them. And a lot of times, you know, if I'm, you know, somebody catches my eye, it's like, okay, so what do they need? And I'll just listen. It's like, okay. They need some understanding, or they just need some peace and tranquility. They, you know, whatever. So paying attention to your thoughts when you ask for something, that's really cool. But, you know, this is kind of getting, that's part of the ascension process, I think, is getting more aware of yourself, the people around you, the world around you.
Right.
And really connecting. And I think the more that you ascend, or the higher you vibrate, the more conscious you are of the wholeness and the oneness of everything.
Right.
And I don't know if that answers your question or not, but that's I think the ascension process for myself.
Yeah, that pretty much does, because a lot of people think, you know, it's like these crazy, not crazy, that's being judgmental. Hello, let me back off. It's like some of these folks who have in mind that a large spaceship is going to pop up one day or pop down and gather them all up and take them off to clear them beyond you. You know, that may happen in movies, but it's not really likely to happen here, at least not yet. And more of ascension is more of what are we doing to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps? What are we willing to let go that is not, as you say, taking care of us any longer? It's not meeting our needs. And so many of us, we've lived so long with having 1 foot shorter than the other, so to speak, that we no longer realize that we're limping as we walk along. And, you know, sometimes it's darn painful when you let go of some of this stuff. And the other thing is, people say, well, I don't want to be in pain. Well, you know, I understand, but sometimes to get a splinter out, you got to have a little bit of pain while the splinter's being pulled. But it's embedded so deeply that it needs effort to come out. If it's something that's on the surface, it'll come out fairly easily, and you won't be suffering a lot of pain. But if it's something that's been there a long time, it's embedded in your psyche, it's embedded in that way, you know, there's not much you can do but grin, you know, grin and bear it, or grit your teeth and just hang on there, because eventually, as soon as the matter is cleared up, the pain goes away. It stops.
Well,
you are stuck with this pain for the rest of your life.
A couple of things that God's brought to my attention is, number one, don't take yourself so doggone seriously. You know,
well, that's true.
We're all just spiritual beings here on planet Earth to play and have fun. And somebody, one person's idea of playing and having fun is going to be different from somebody else's idea of playing and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we get too drawn into our own dramas that
yes.
we just so wrapped up into it, we can't stand back and look at ourselves objectively. But
exactly.
I think the more that we try and remember who we truly are, you know, we
uh-huh.
all are that part of that God energy, and in the truth of who we are, we're all perfect beings.
Right.
Now, the role that we are playing here on planet Earth may be, you know, varying degrees of wonderfulness to less than wonderfulness.
Right.
Depending on what we're doing, how we're interacting.
Yeah,
you know,
depending on what role we agreed to play when we
mm-hmm.
came here and for what purpose the role is being played.
Exactly.
Some people come here just to be stinkers. Because
and
it makes other people. Because it makes other people. It gives somebody. It gives the populace a villain to hiss at. How's that?
Gives us something to talk about or something
yes.
to do.
Yeah.
But the more that you get bogged down into your own drama, sometimes it is tougher to let go of the stuff that you don't need.
Exactly.
Anymore. So if you're able to kind of, you know, close your eyes and picture yourself sitting in a nice rocking chair and you're looking at yourself. And saying, okay, self, you know, mm-hmm. what is it that I can easily and gently let go of? And it doesn't have to be the huge things. If you just start with just the little things.
Right.
You know, what did you maybe analyze your day today.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel about certain things that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a good day? Was it a not so good day? You know, or anything bad happened? And analyze it and see what it had to bring to light for you. What was
mm-hmm.
the opportunity in it for you? And if it did bring about some kind of a negative feeling, do you still need that feeling anymore? You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we do. Sometimes we need the anger or the anxiety or the fear
mm-hmm.
or whatever in order to take the next step. But
yeah, and sometimes we do have to get downright good and bad, right deep down to our tootsie toes,
mm-hmm.
in order to pull ourselves out, and we put ourselves in situations that we just don't like, and we, as you say, do it in order to give ourselves a kick in the rear to move forward. I mean, nobody else is going to do it for us, and might as well. And it's very hard, trust me, to try and kick yourself in the tush. But it can be done. You just have to be a little bit more of a contortionist than most people, that's all.
Sometimes we get our own foot stuck up our butts.
Well, that's even more interesting.
It's hard to let go.
That's very interesting, but I try not to do that because it's real hard on the back. Right. And, you know, I don't like to see the backside of me going away anyway, so. I always try to pace myself. Anyway, we won't go there.
No.
You know, we are live, ladies and gentlemen, so if you want to call in and ask questions, we can provide you readings. We can, she's a healer, and does Reiki. I do Jinshin-Jinsu. But she does Reiki. So if you have any questions with nutrition or the body,
or
health,
psychic, so
or yes, psychic abilities, intuitive information,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Feel free to call. I think you all have the phone number to call into BBS Radio. It should be running on your screens there, but I can look it up for you if you like. And so feel free to call in. If you have any ideas you want to share or your concepts or talk about a book or something you've read and you want to question it and know what it's all about, again, feel free to call. This is very informal. We love to have people call and talk to us. It makes us feel nice, warm and fuzzy to know somebody's actually out there listening to us,
mm-hmm.
you know, rather than just going out, hello, is there anybody out there? Anyway, the number is 1-877-876-5227. BBS Radio, 1-877-876-5227. So feel free. And by the way, Jeannie, I want you to give them a number where they can reach you if they need a private consultation with you.
Okay. That number is where I'm in Virginia, and it's 703-370-3860. Again, that was 703-370-3860.
Okay.
And,
meanwhile, back at the ranch, Some of the stuff that we've talked about, we've gotten some information in channeling. I don't remember a whole lot of it. Maybe you can discuss some of the things that we have heard in channeling sessions from various parties, because there are a couple of us who channel there. But maybe you can throw in some of the things that we're hearing. I'm reading stuff from people who are giving really dire, dire predictions. You may, you know, it makes you want to grab your teddy bear and go hide in the cellar. But
A friend of mine gets on, I don't remember the man's name, but he makes a lot of interesting predictions, and a lot of it are more along the negative lines, and apparently she likes to get into the drama of it, I don't know. But to me, I think that the more positive energy, I'm an eternal optimist anyway.
Well,
and just because a person or a predictor or what have you says that this is the way that they're seeing things and the world is going to hell in a handbasket or what have you, the more people that jump on those bandwagons, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, because they add the energy again.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It's all energy. And so as you're thinking, you're creating. So for me, I don't want all that chaos and all the disruptions on the earth and the floods and the volcanoes and earthquakes and all of that stuff. I mean, you know, maybe some people really get into the drama of it. And if they do, God bless them, let them go to those places and be part of it.
There are theaters for that kind of thing.
I'm like my sister. I like things pink and pretty.
Yeah.
So what I do is when I'm hearing these things, it's like, okay, if that's not really what I want in my reality, what can I do to not
change
have
it.
That occur?
Yeah.
And I do my best to keep my thoughts more positive and have things pink and pretty around the earth rather than with all the disruptions coming. Now, what all is going to happen, who knows? But I truly, truly believe that the more people who put their thoughts toward the more positive, what is it that you want in a positive fashion, as opposed to what is happening or putting the thought into all of that, the world chaos.
Well, part of being positive is part of ascension, isn't it? Leaving the negative behind and drawing on the positive, is that not part of ascension itself?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And you were talking about the ascension, the Kryon books, Lee Carroll channels Kryon. A lot of that information is pretty good, and people who have a more left-brain scientific way of looking at things may enjoy the Kryon books.
Yeah, that's a very good one, the Kryon series. By Lee Carroll.
Right.
Okay.
But, you know, even in there's possibilities that are brought up about, you know, things that might happen. But then he also brings up things that were predicted to happen, but since the mass consciousness has been changing its thought patterns, some of these things that have been predicted have not occurred.
Right, exactly. So, it's altered what was going to happen. For the better, I'm thinking.
So, you know, I don't believe that people remember how powerful they are and how powerful their thoughts are.
Right.
And it's extremely important that we be aware of what we're thinking.
Well, Edgar Cayce said it very frequently and succinctly. Mind is the builder. What we build with our minds in everyday thoughts, and this is what we forget, is what manifests in our life, either tomorrow or the next day or the day thereafter. We can't get away from the fact that we are co-creators with God.
Yeah,
and when people were saying, silly, you know, we create our own reality, they were, I guess,
they don't want to be responsible for what they created. It's like, oh, crap, I did that. Oh, Lord, tell me I didn't. What was I thinking?
So often I say, I'm glad I'm not the God, because look what I might have come up with. you know, it could have been a committee and come up with a camel instead of a horse, right? but the point is, we do create with our minds. that's who we are mm-hmm. on a daily basis. And when you say you create your own reality, if enough people got together, they could indeed stop something from happening. And it's a matter of, again, of choice. Are we willing to do this? Are we willing to put ourselves on the line to do this? If everybody went through a whole day, what did Casey say? If you could go through a whole day without one negative thought, what a change you would find in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Just one day without a negative thought. You know, I've tried that, and all of a sudden I catch myself thinking, oh, well, something or other. You know,
uh-huh.
and I say, whoa, wait a minute, that's a negative thought.
Mm-hmm.
We forget how subtle and how long have we trained ourselves without realizing we're trained with a negative thought. And it's not really meant to be a negative thought. It's not like being angry or being nasty or something. It's more subtle than that. You know, it's hard for me to explain it.
It's like a habit.
Yes.
It's a habit that that you're not really aware that you have. And
right.
It's tough to break.
Yes. And it sneaks up on you. Because you don't really become aware of the fact how that you're negative thinking, and you're thinking, oh, that idiot just crossed against the light, the phone rings, you think, oh, well, but it's a bill collector. I mean, you know, it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really realize how long we've programmed ourselves, and it's very, very difficult to try. But, you know, it's something I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to make an effort to try and go one whole day without thinking a negative thought. And then if I can go through that whole day, I'm going to work at doing another day on top and see where I'll be. Because if I can do that, according to all I've heard from various sources, I'm going to be a heck of a great person. And a lot happier, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also not sending out negative stuff into the universe to become a mess for somebody else.
True.
Again, what we think with our minds reflects on other people. You know what you can do? There's this game I played that I thought, I'm trying to remember who said to do it. There's a little thing you can say, and I know what it is. Okay, it came back to me with a little bang. When you're in line somewhere and somebody is grouchy in front of you, or the salesperson is grouchy, just say silently to yourself, God in me greets God in thee.
Uh-huh.
You would be amazed at the difference that makes in the person who's serving you. I have seen people come from a real snarling attitude to suddenly all smiling, and people are wondering what the heck happened.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're complaining, mind you, but they're so stunned that the person who was so surly and rude turned around. And that's power. That's power to me.
And, you know, and just sometimes complimenting somebody.
Oh,
for
absolutely.
For instance, I was in a department store yesterday evening, and there was a problem with some of the things that I had up on the checkout stand, and the cashier had to go through this rigmarole of getting the price right and whatnot. And something that should have been, I didn't have that many items, should have been in and out fairly quickly, turned into a big ordeal. And I know myself, if I get stuck behind somebody who doesn't have a price tag on their stuff, and you know, it's all this stuff, it's like, okay.
All right.
You know, you kind of start getting, whatever, testy.
Okay.
Anyway, and so, you know, I kind of glance back, and the line is getting longer, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh. Oh, you know, why me? Why me? But, you know, you can kind of feel the people getting more tense and more tense and more tense.
Right.
And, you know, there wasn't a whole lot I could do about it because it wasn't my fault that things weren't ringing up properly.
Right.
But anyway, as my order was being finished, being rung up, the lady behind me, some of the things that she had, she was buying some Easter things. And some of the eggs that she had were just beautiful. They're just these little plastic things, but they were bright, the real good jewel colors, and they were shiny, and they appeal to me. I like bright and shiny and glittery.
No. am we surprised?
Anyway, I turned around and looked at her, and I really do admire these eggs. And I said, uh-huh. Oh, these are just so beautiful. And I said, I don't remember the exact words I said.
Right.
But it brought a smile to her face. And, you know, me doing energy work, I can tell when the energy is low on a person, when it's high. Uh-huh. It just dramatically lifted her energy.
Wonderful.
And bless her heart. You know, they were all being patient, you know, waiting for me to get my butt out of the way. But just that little bit, I mean, you know, just turning around and saying something positive to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Makes such a difference.
Oh, yes. You know, I just, I also like the fact that how good it makes you feel when you say something that pleases other people. A
Absolutely.
Quick way of getting yourself out of a bad mood is to smile at somebody and compliment them. And you'd be amazed all of a sudden how good you feel for having done that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my fun things to do. Also, to do a pick-me-up, as I say.
Mm-hmm.
Although I come close to wanting to just, you know, kick somebody's booty.
positive now.
Okay, you know, sometimes somebody will be really particularly gnarly. And, you know, and I just have this mental, what I'd like to do, and then I go for a few minutes of, you know, mental gymnastics, and then I say, all right, Phyllis, you've had fun now, let it go. You don't want to get into that kind of thing where you visualize something because then you might bring it about, yada, yada, yada. But,
on the other hand, be true to your feelings, though. If you are feeling gnarly about something, recognize that you're feeling that feeling and say, okay, as you said, you know, let's let it go.
Well,
but a lot of times we think, oh, well, I shouldn't feel that way. And
well, somebody was rather rude to me today, for example, and all I wanted to do was turn around and call her a strumpet.
She may, depending on how old she may not have known what that meant.
Which would make me feel even better, because then I'm smarter than she is. And I'm educated. Well, you're going down the wrong path here, Phyllis. Back off.
Phyllis, what was she bringing to light for you? What was the opportunity for you?
The light was maybe patience, but the woman was so condescending and rude, and it was a piece of information she should have known. And I have a problem with people working in a place and not knowing the phone number of the person who is under them, like their extension. And I think to myself, how can you be a competent manager and not know the phone number of the person? What do? Just bellow it out? Like a bull or what? You know? You know? Or what? That was the other one I was thinking of. I know. I got to go work more on me. I know.
Well, we yeah. all are. We're a work in progress.
Yeah, some of us more than others.
We'll blame it on the humanness in ourselves, right?
Well, yeah, I was real human today. I mean, I didn't say anything. I just let my imagination play some interesting parts. I had a very vivid imagination. And I started using words, and I started getting myself out of the mood by being silly. Because I was using words I knew this woman wouldn't know if a tree hit her, you know? And I'm thinking, well, let's talk about who's trying to be a snob now, you know? But gee whiz, it was fun while I was lasted. And got me out of my bad humor.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, other than that, things seem to work the way you want them to work when you have good intentions. And that's the other thing. Having an intention, I think, that all will be well, that you are not taking anything from anyone, denying them something, my feeling is that it also sets up the creation of a more positive frame of reference in your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just me and my two cents talking. It's very important, I think, to acknowledge that it's okay, as you say, to be grumpy once in a while, but it's not okay to share your grumpiness with everybody else. It's, you know, and it's
misery
up to
loves
you to
company.
misery loves company. You know, have a pity party, but do it at home.
I think we need to get the happiness one to love company too.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, when you are not cheerful, when you are overstressed, you can literally have a situation that causes others to become ill physically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing that is so important to remember, is that your attitude and how you deal with people can make a difference in the physical well-being of another person. And that's kind of scary when you see someone become so stressed out by another person's behavior that they have to be taken to the hospital and a near case of heart attack,
mm-hmm,
because of the pressure exerted. We forget that we can help heal or create illness, and that's another thing that we need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't understand our own power.
It's called dumping our stuff on somebody else when it's not theirs to have to deal with.
Right. But when people are so dumped on and so stressed, it's
mm-hmm
time to take stock of how you are interacting with people and to straighten them and fly right, because you really don't want to have to answer for being the cause of another person's illness.
On the flip side of that, the person,
yes,
who's being dumped on needs to be more aware that they're being dumped on and quit being dumped on.
It can be, but when people are fragile, we lower other people's immune systems,
mm-hmm,
when we are in a bad mood or when we think ill thoughts of them. And we've worked on what's called kinesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally try this on another person, of thinking nice thoughts about them or bad thoughts about them. You can say something in your mind to a person, oh, you're ugly and you're stupid, and that person will become physically weak.
Correct.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how, and we keep forgetting that is something that you can't forget. And I don't know how to do it any other way. Most people don't really comprehend that thoughts are things and they can make a person ill.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't get along with a coworker and they're always thinking negative thoughts about it, one may be causing physical illness on another human being. This is not voodoo. This is tested.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the truth. So I guess guarding your thoughts and guiding your thoughts are two things one should look into on a daily basis.
Every morning I ask God to guide my thoughts, words, and actions for the day.
Uh-huh.
Then you kind of have to put your trust in,
yes,
in that what comes out your mouth is the thing that needs to come out your
mouth. Well, that's a nice way of doing it. That's a nice way of asking God to be the guardian of your mouth.
Yeah,
I have visualized this big, huge hand coming down and just clamping itself over the mouth.
Yeah,
that'll work.
Baseball bat upside the head.
Yeah. I'm used
okay,
to the 2x4
Jean, watch it.
You want it, you got it, kid.
Well, the other thing is, you know, we earlier talked about letting go of things.
Yes.
When we let go of things, we need to make sure that we fill that space back up with more positive things.
Exactly.
Kind of like when you dig a hole, you don't want more crap to fall back into that hole. You want to put in that hole what you want in there,
right,
rather than any more of the negative energy.
Exactly. And, so thoughts should go into that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think a negative about somebody, you might want to say, whoops, catch yourself and say, no, I'll remember they're a child of God and send them maybe love or happiness or something. Because
a lot of times
that'll help.
If we ask God for, or whomever your belief system is, for more consciousness and awareness, you know, like or conscious awareness. It's again, you know, you let go of feeling that you're totally oblivious to things, and then put more conscious awareness back in that space. You will
mm-hmm
find yourself being more aware of what you're thinking and what you're actually saying and doing.
Right.
So when you come into a situation where you're having a bad hair day and you want everybody to know it, you can be more conscious of, yes, I'm having a bad hair day,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have to take it out on everybody else either.
Exactly. Exactly. Again, please feel free to call. We're having a lot of fun chatting and going over some things. I hope you all are enjoying this and listening to it, but we'd be delighted. Jeannie, I know, wouldn't mind at all giving a small reading. I wouldn't mind putting my oar in the water and giving my 2 cents worth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are interested, feel free to call in, and we'll do what we can in the little time left to accommodate you. Otherwise, we do appreciate your listening to us, and I don't know about you, Jeannie, but I'm having a good time. I always do when
we
talk.
Do.
You know, I have a lot of fun with this show and with the people, and we always have so much to share that we have a tendency to run over, which I promised I'd be a little better girl about, but trying to be aware all the time. So I am trying to be aware of the time that we don't have that many minutes left. Again, I'm Phyllis Pricer. This is The Higher Dimension, and you can reach me at area code 202-387-2080. I do give psychic readings. I do also hypnotherapy over the phone, past life regressions or progressions. You can see into your future, find out what's going to happen in the future as well, and fear and phobias we can release. I do Jin Shin Jitsu, which is a healing art that is so glorious, and you can look me up on my website at multiplepathwaysinc.com, or you can send me an email at psychicworlds4, the letter 4, at AOL.com. And I'm more than happy to talk to you or give you a reading or whatever is necessary. And I know Jeannie is also the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We delight in what we do. I think we both feel very, very blessed that in all the world we've been able to meet each other and to have these weekly meetings and share a lot of our life with each other and the familial situations and to help each other grow. I know without Jeannie I couldn't have come as far as I have, and I still have a whole lot more to go. And so I'm looking at the fact that we're going to be friends for life, as far as I can see. And it's going to be a long one.
That would be great.
Uh-huh. I'm not intending on checking out real soon, as far as I can see. I have my order in for long term.
Uh-huh.
And I've booked my reservations, is what I'm saying, you know. And at any rate, there are instances where being close with people is a very, very precious gift, and it's not given to a whole lot of people in one's lifetime, and people are like precious gifts, and the more you are aware of them and treat the people in your life with respect and love and honor, the more you will be receiving back. And like anything else, whether it be a plant or a child or a human being, remember to stretch out your mind and your heart and your soul, and give a loving greeting to all each and every day. And that way, you're going to find that you're blessing yourself and your circumstances with great abundance, and you can't help but prosper in those circumstances. And that's what it's all about, is having a wonderful time on this earth plane and enjoying and loving each part of being here. And That's the kind of thing that I enjoy each and every week with sharing. And you should look into sharing with others, too. It's very important to share with people in your life. And you would be amazed, simply amazed, at the unusual occupations of people and how they think about you. I know the person who did the videotaping for the TV show that played mentioned to the reporter at the end of it that he was very interested in psychic things and tarot and UFOs and everything else. And she said, really? And she'd known him a number of years and had no clue, because it was something that was never discussed.
Mm-hmm.
I meet people who are barbers or somebody behind the Radio Shack counter who've had unusual experiences and are just dying to talk about them and share them with someone and try to understand what's happened in their life. These are all things that you should hold dear to your heart and realize you're not alone. And having fun with this.
I think sometimes people are afraid to... I think sometimes people are afraid to share those kinds of thoughts and ideas.
Exactly.
Because people will, other people will think that they're nutcases or crazy or what have you.
Exactly. Well, I thought that one would come about myself.
I think a lot of people are a lot more psychic or intuitive or in tune, whatever you want to call it, than they give themselves credit for.
Exactly.
And you know, it's one of their gifts.
Everybody is a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has this gift or ability. All they have to say is, I want to develop it, and allow themselves to do so.
And just trust in themselves, trust in their own inner guidance, that gut feeling that you get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the words or the thoughts and the music that plays in your head.
Right.
You know, especially those, you ever get those songs that play over and over and over?
Oh, God, yes. The kind that drive you bonkers, yeah, because you can't get rid of it.
It's your higher self giving you a message, and you're just totally oblivious. But if,
that's
you know,
true.
You know, pay attention to the words, and if you can't quite figure it out, say, okay, God, what is it that you're trying to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, pay attention to your thoughts.
And one of the greatest things that you can do is honor and respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we do emphasize when you work with yourself, is that you will come to know and honor and love yourself more and more each day, because you are truly a special and blessed human being.
And you can actually feel your body feel different.
Yes.
If you do say those things to yourself.
Yes.
You know, just like I choose to love, honor, and respect myself. And you can actually feel the stomach unwind and the shoulders on tense, and you can feel the difference.
Absolutely.
When you criticize yourself in a good way,
yeah,
not even criticism,
but also praise yourself.
Yourself.
You know, Raymond Gray suggested, and I've been doing this just about every day since he did suggest it. Is I tell my body each and every day how much I love it and appreciate it, and that I am going to take care of it, see to it, it gets more exercise, eats better food, you know, and is less stressed. And, you know, by golly, there is a change in this body of mine. And occasionally we'll have an argument, like it's time to get up and go to yoga. No, it's not. We want to stay in bed. No, 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 we're going to get up. Remember, I promised to take you out and take that.
I know, it does get highly entertaining when you argue with yourself. Or
absolutely,
when you argue with
and your
yourself.
Body argues you back. No, I want to stay in bed. No, you got to get up. No, I want to stay in bed. I won. We went to yoga.
It was a win-win situation.
Yeah, me and my body both went out. I wouldn't leave without it. At any rate, it has been so delightful chatting with you this evening. We are coming close to the hour when I must say goodbye for another week. And I really love talking to the people. I really love being here and sharing with you and with all the others. And even if people don't call in and harass us, it's still fun. And I want you all to know how very much I appreciate you're being a part of the listening audience and sharing with us when you do contact us. It means a lot to know that there are people out there who have like minds and who want to listen and grow and share. And God bless you all, because you're really, really part of the good energy on this earth. You're part of what makes the world turn around and a better place and space for you and me and for everyone else. And I would just wish you all a lot of love and health and abundance and joy and passion and doing what you love for a living.
Play
that,
and have
I
fun.
Is the best.
Play and have fun on planet Earth.
Well, yes, and then, you know, given the alternatives, I'd rather play and have fun and be abundant and healthy and joyful and have great fun and than anything else. I mean, that way I wake up every morning, and my body's happy, I'm happy, and my feet hit the floor, ready to go out and do something new for the day. And that is, to me, a very, very great blessing. I'm going to be on the radio show of another friend of mine, Ilani, sometime this coming month. And she's a dear friend in Arizona. Excuse me. So You will hear me on a different venue this time, answering questions. Excuse me, that I'm at. I'm sorry, suddenly I'm having a hard time here. Jeannie, could you take over for a few moments?
Okay, what I was going to say is maybe at some point in time, in our meditation space, sometimes we do some channeling. And,
okay.
Maybe you can review some of the tapes that you've made and some of the more interesting ones that maybe we can talk about. Or you can...
Thank you
very
much. We finally got the call that we have to give over, that we've run over a little time. Thank you all so much. Jeannie, mm-hmm. Blessings on you, my dear. I'll be seeing you soon.
Okay.
And God bless you all. Have a great and wonderful week till we meet again. Have joy, fun, and abundance in your life for me and for all. Thank you and good night.